The Bible says, Colossians 3, verse 19, it says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Be not bitter against them. I think I heard a really great quote from, I'll bring up Pastor Menez again. He had a good quote in one of his sermons not too long ago, and it said, be better, not bitter. Be better, not bitter. Hey, if you're bitter against your spouse all the time, maybe you just need to get better as a husband. Why don't you think of it that way instead of trying to blame them for everything that's going wrong? Blame yourself. Take responsibility for what you're not doing right. And look, if you're in a new marriage, let me just explain something to you. You shouldn't be working 90 hours a week, all right? You should be working as little as possible. Not as little as possible, enough to support your family. But look, to try to labor to be rich in a new marriage, if they're just sitting at home waiting for you to get home and you're never there and you're never spending time with your kids, let me tell you something, it's not going to be a good marriage. And I'll tell you what, they don't feel loved. Doesn't the Bible say that if you're in a new marriage, you're supposed to take a year and not go? You're not supposed to go to the military and be a soldier. And I would say this, you probably shouldn't be starting a new business. You probably shouldn't be spending so much time away that you never get a chance to even show your wife that you do love her. If your marriage relationship starts off and you're just never home, you're just bye, or you're always with your friends, or you're always doing, you know, love your wife. Why did you marry her if you didn't even want to love her? Why? Why did you get married if you didn't want to love your wife? Because I'll tell you what, if you don't get that right, your family's never going to be right. It says, be not bitter against them. And look, you know why the Bible says that? You know why the Bible emphasizes these things? Because men have a hard time with love. We're not really super emotional by nature. You know, they'll be like, your wife will be crying about something. You're like, what are you crying about? But you don't do that. Don't make that face. Trying to help you here. Like, don't do the, you know, the kid in the meme with the little buck teeth. She's like, don't be that. When they're like crying, like, oh, baby, it's okay, you know. And you're like, we don't understand that. Because most men don't cry a lot. I'm not saying don't cry because we should cry sometimes. But if you're a man and you're always crying, you need to do some push-ups, take some testosterone or something. You need to take the skinny jeans off and put some baggier pants on or something. But men shouldn't be super emotional. But why does God emphasize us loving? Because it's something we need to emphasize on. Because it's something we struggle with. Doesn't God put things in his word so he can help us? And so if we're struggling with love, hey, you need to work on it. If you're struggling with not being, you know, if you're struggling with loving yourself more than your wife, you know, the Bible says if you love your wife, you do love yourself because you're one flesh. So, and then it says in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. You know why? Because men get bitter. You know, men get tired of you just being like, about everything. And wives, don't nag your husbands. That's annoying too. But, you know, be not bitter against them. Why? Because they're always nagging. It gets annoying. Or the constant put downs. Men don't like to be put down. You know what they like? They like to be respected. Amen. So, you know, wives, help your husband out. If you want them to be loving, why don't you be respectful? And if they fail, don't be ready to cut them down over everything that they do. You know what? Guess what? Being a leader is hard. Yeah. And you get to be able to say, well, you know, I got to ask my husband. You get to be able to use those excuses. And they're not excuses. They're actually what you should be like. Amen. But what I'm saying is that you need to make sure that you are setting your husband up for success. Amen. You know, if your husband's not being successful, maybe he's struggling as a leader. Help him be a better man. You know, help him to be a Proverbs 31 wife and try to, you know, make sure that his name is praised in the gates of the people. That people look and they say, I respect that man. Amen. Don't talk bad about your husbands behind their backs to other women, or to other people in church. That's wrong. Yeah. You know who your problem should stay between? you and them. Period. Not you and the kids.
If your dad was a better provider.
That's wrong. You should never do that. And so I'm trying to help you, wives, if you want to be loved, you want to help them be a good dad, we'll set them up for success and quit ragging on them all the time. Don't be the continual dropping woman. You're Chinese water torturing them. Sorry, I'm not trying to do Asian hate. But the Chinese water torture is what it's called, right? Okay, whatever. Where you're just dropping water. If you just someone just dropped like a thing of water on your head constantly, it would start to hurt. It would be annoying. And so as the Bible kind of teaches it the same way. It's a, you know, the wives that are contentious are a continual dropping. You know, it's better to dwell on the corner of a housetop than it is a loud and brawling wife to hang out, you know, to be in some wife that just never shuts up and never quits nagging at you all the time. That's annoying. And no man should have to put up with an obnoxious wife that just sits there and rips on you all the time. It's wicked. It's wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. You want to be loved? Show some respect.